affect individuals and families every day. Dr. Frederick L. Stevens is a licensed psychologist who has extensive counseling experience providing counseling from a Christian perspective. He specializes in helping people overcome these problems and build their self-esteem, reduce guilt, and improve marital relationships. Dr. Frederick L. Stevens, located in Port St. Lucie, is available at 772-398-4377.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
I love you, Lord, with all my heart.
Say this with me. Sin
lost its dominion
over me
when I got saved.
You see, what happens at the new birth, when you are born again, your dependence on your own strength is canceled out. You are no longer dependent on your own strength. Now you're dependent upon God's grace. You are no longer under the law. You are now under the law. You're not under the law of sin and death. You're now under the law of grace, or the law of the Spirit of life. And now you have another strength or another life to derive your life or your strength from. Does that make sense to you? In other words, when you were born again, you entered into a realm of grace. That realm of grace relies upon God's strength. Even in our daily walk, in our ministry, in our work, many fall prey to this. They start out in God's grace, but then they say, Lord, I got it from here. And then eventually you mess it up and it becomes unfruitful. It becomes hard. You want to give up on it. You question, did God call me to this? You know, I don't think this is God. Why? Because you took it over in your own strength. Many times, with grace, there are many times you must wait upon God. A typical story, Abraham and Sarah. God gave them a promise. Sarah laughed at it initially, but after God left their presence, months later, years later, they said, listen, God gave us this promise, but, you know, we need to do something about it. I ain't never had no children. I ain't going to have no children, so I tell you what, go into Hagar. They was trying to figure out how to make, to come to pass what God promised them. You know how you make what God promised you to come to pass? Wait on him. Amen. Wait till God brings it to pass. Just stay in your lane. Stay intimate with God. Stay in his grace. That grace is going to bring everything into your life that's supposed to be there. But it's when you try to start fulfilling it yourself, you cause yourself trouble just like they caused themselves trouble. And all their descendants are in trouble because of what they did. They're still fighting. Go in Romans chapter 6, verse 14, the second part of that verse, it says, for you are not under the law, but under grace. Sin loses its dominion only because of grace. And again, grace is God's ability. It's not your ability. Now, grace isn't, say that with me, grace isn't. Let's say a little more. In fact, say grace ain't God's ability to overlook your sin. Come on, let's get this right. Let's get the twisted out. Let's get all this twisted stuff out of it. Grace is not God's ability to overlook your sin. There's a song, I don't sing this one either, but it says that he looked beyond my faults and saw my needs. Some of y'all still sing it. It's a nice hymn. He didn't look beyond your fault. He looked right at your fault. I got to look beyond my fault. Somebody, no, look at y'all. See, I feel you, right? I feel you. That's my favorite song. See, when people sing that a lot of times, that they're thinking on that is that God just overlooks a bunch of stuff. He don't. And grace doesn't either. God is full of grace. He's full of love. But he ain't blind. And he holds you accountable. He's not going to try to feed you a steak when you can only eat meat. Only drink milk. But he ain't going to let you drink milk when you're supposed to be eating steak either. Amen. You're supposed to be chewing on some food and here you wanting a bottle. So let's understand that grace is not God's ability to overlook your sin. What grace is God's ability working through you to deliver you from sin. What grace is God's ability that works through you to free you from sin, to break the bondage of any sin, to overcome any temptation. Tell somebody, go ahead and conquer sin. In Romans chapter 6, let's look at verse 15. Let's bring a perspective to this. For in verse 15, it says, what then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? God forbid. Well, I'm going to bring some of y'all into a greater dimension of victory than you've ever been in before because you've been inaccurate. And so you've put up with, you've allowed certain things that once you get them out of your life, you're going to experience a much greater freedom and liberty and dimension of victory, and your children too, and prosperity too. Amen. All of that is linked to that. It's funny how when mega grace broke out on the early church in the book of Acts chapter 4, where nobody claimed anything they owned, they all sold stuff and brought the money, laid it at the apostles' feet, and they were giving and no one lacked. But yet in the midst of that mega grace, there was a couple, Ananias and Sapphira, that still had plotting in their heart. While mega grace was going on, they still allowed sin. And see, it wasn't anything diabolical or heinous, but it was the fact they were lying to the Holy Spirit. And God made an example of them in killing them. And this wasn't the Old Testament. This is Acts. You know, the Old Covenant was a little different, but this was the book of Acts. Peter said, you've not lied to me, but you've lied to the Holy Ghost. And they dropped dead right there in the church during offering time. All right. So what then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law but under grace? God forbid. Those are strong words. If we understand grace, then when temptation does come, we know to yield to God's grace before we sin. Some people want to ask God for mercy. See, they've been asking for grace, but it's mercy they're really asking for after they sin. They just go ahead and do it, and then they ask for forgiveness and all of that, and God is a forgiving God. But you don't have to live there. Come on, say, you don't have to. And I'm going to show you the reason why you shouldn't live there. And I hope it puts a fear of God in your heart to a degree where you will start to rely upon his grace before you sin. That ability to overcome, that ability that is the grace, the ability of God to resist rather than resisting it and always crawling back asking forgiveness for the same thing over and over and over again. Are y'all with me this morning? God's grace has to do with God's ability to overcome sin, not God's ability to forgive sin. Grace, now grace and mercy are different. Mercy has to do with God's ability to forgive sin. That's mercy. Grace is God's ability to overcome sin. So let's not get it twisted now. Grace, people, because you hear a lot about grace, but a lot you hear about grace just says, you know, whatever you want to do is okay, because we're under the age of grace. And it's a myth, it's a lie, it's a deception. And it's keeping people weak, it's keeping people in bondage. Look at somebody and tell them, walk in grace. Walk in grace. I'm going to tell you something about mercy. See, here's the reason why. You know, it's one thing to be overtaken with something. It's another thing to live in a sin and, you know, constantly asking God forgiveness, and you know you're going back to it, and you ask God for forgiveness, and you're going back to it. See, when you receive that type of mercy, there's something that lingers in your soul. There's a type of condemnation, a type of separation that comes into your soul. It affects you. You know, Israel, when they were in the wilderness, and they are, what they experienced is written for our example to us. And that's in Corinthians. That's New Testament. It says it was written for our example. Many things that we won't fall prey to, we need to learn. This is what they did. This is what happened. When they were in the wilderness and they kept sinning against God and they kept wanting things to consume it upon their lust, God finally gave in to them. Said, all right, I'm going to send you flesh. He sent them flesh. They got their request. But the scripture says in the book of Psalms that he gave them their request, but he sent leanness into their soul. I want you to think about that a moment. He gave them. After a while, he said, all right, take it. It's yours. Have it. But along with that, the purpose of God for that generation was canceled out. He sent, what do we mean leanness? He sent leanness into their soul. That generation that failed there, they didn't have a capacity. Amen. Let me see. This, let's say this is, this glass is the capacity of what God wants to do. He wants to fill your life up all the way to the rim, like this cup is filled up. When they kept sinning, it got to a point where God said, okay, here's where I draw the line. This generation will not go in. In other words, he sent leanness where they had a full capacity of life. He sent leanness to where they can only contain about that much. Still his people, but they can only contain that much. In other words, they would not experience what God had destined for them. They would die. God would keep shoes on their feet. He would continue the manna to fall. He would keep the cloud over their head. He would keep the fire by night. Their clothes would not wax old. But every day they were growing older, they were destined to die out there and not go in because he sent leanness.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 7 of Mega Grace, Abounding in Grace. If you're struggling with sin in your life, you may want to evaluate your walk with the Lord. Sin lost dominion over you when you were saved. You are no longer dependent under your own strength, nor are you under law. You are under the realm of grace. We mess up when we try to take over in our own strength. Abraham and Sarah are examples of a couple trying to take matters into their own hands. They found out that without God's grace, they just made things worse. Stay in your lane. Stay in your grace. We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.